Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us once again. We hope that you're doing well and hope that you're able to be able to get out and do some sports. And we're kind of getting down toward the end of summer now, and so it won't be long till we'll get into fall, and things will change. As we look at the fall, we look at some sports that are starting to heat up, and one of those, of course, is basketball. Now, we're still a little bit out ahead of it. You might say this is August, and basketball doesn't really start till November or so. But basketball, college basketball teams, high school basketball teams, starting to come together in conditioning. And, of course, that's a very, very important part of basketball. And we have with us today the strength and conditioning coach of the Indiana University basketball team. His name is Cliff Marshall, and Cliff was at the University of Dayton with the current Indiana University basketball coach, Archie Miller. And when Archie came over, he wanted to bring Cliff with him. Actually, Cliff was involved in a private situation where he was at his own business, and Archie Miller brought him out of that and brought him over to Indiana University so that he could work with the Indiana University players. And you know, I was thinking basketball used to be a game kind of a finesse, you know, you touch someone and that was a foul, but basketball is not like that anymore, particularly college basketball and the pros. There's a lot of strength. You have to have a lot of strength to play, and strength not only comes from building up your muscles and staying in shape, but it's also diet and a number of other things. So a very interesting conversation we had with Cliff Marshall, the strength and conditioning coach of the Indiana University basketball Hoosiers. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the interview, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back. Welcome to Face to Face, and happy to have you along today. Our guest today is Cliff Marshall. He's the strength and conditioning coach for the Indiana University men's basketball team. Cliff, great to have you on Face to Face.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored and humbled to be here with you today and excited to share about my faith journey.
Let's talk a little bit about what motivated you to come to Indiana University. What brings you to this position?
Well, it's been a year ago, almost to the day, that I made the move to Bloomington, and I think what motivated me here was honestly lots of prayer and fasting and just the call that God had up on my life, and my wife and our family's decision to come here. You know, we were in Cincinnati for 12 years and really liked it there. We enjoyed my work there, the ministry we had going on there. But the connection that I had with Archie Miller at Dayton was a strong connection. I have a ton of respect for him as a head coach. And when he called me spring of 2017 to come up and visit him, we were happy to do that. And he walked me down on Assembly Hall, and the rest is history.
No doubt about it. That changes a lot of men's and women's opinions. What are the key goals that you want to achieve here at Indiana University?
You know, I want to win a national championship. I can't beat around the bush. I mean, that's what Indiana is known for. When you walk down an Assembly Hall and you see those five banners, what a great experience it would be to bring another one of those back to Bloomington. And that's the goal. But obviously there's things that we have to do in the short term, you know, to get there. So, you know, but again, I think we want to win Big Ten championships. And I know personally I would love to have a national championship ring.
You certainly have a lot of experience, particularly in football. You were the Bengals strength coach for, what, 3 years, 2005 to 2007, something
yes.
like that. But you have your name and your mark is all across the NFL. I think I saw where there from every NFL team, you have worked with somebody in the NFL, including being the personal trainer for A.J. Green. Tell me, how did you get that? What makes you so special, if I can, that gets your name out among so many different football athletes?
Well, the coaching business is a relationship business, and I think what I learned early on in my career is that, you know, one relationship leads to the next, and I think the time that I spent on the Bengals strength staff as an assistant from 05 to 07, I was able to get to know a lot of the Bengals players, and then when I launched my own NFL training business in Cincinnati at Ignition, one player led to the next, and just so happened that a couple years back, A.J. Green asked me via text message, "Hey, would you be interested in flying down to Atlanta each week and personally training me?" You know, I couldn't pass up that opportunity. So that was a great experience for me to train him, you know, each week one-on-one, and we were able to really bond and get to spend 3, 4, 5 hours together each day in training. And obviously with that comes, you know, the opportunity to talk about life and faith and everything else.
Some big names that have come across your path. Luke Kuechly, I know McCourty, Devin McCourty, maybe Geno Atkins. Mm-hmm. A lot of them that have done that. When you're working now, you're here at Indiana University. You're working with high school students, basically high school kids out of their first year of high school, second year of high school, and then when you were in the NFL, you were working with a lot of very mature men. Is there a different approach to working with kids on a campus like this than to working with players in the NFL?
Yeah, I think there is. There's two differences. First, you know, training a football player when compared to training a basketball player is a little bit different, just in a sense of their bodies. Also with football players, most of the times they grow up in the weight room via high school. Head football coach or a strength coach at the high school has, where basketball players oftentimes are spending most of their time on the court. So that's the one difference, football to basketball. I think the second, you nailed it, where, you know, I have been used to the last 10 years to training elite-level professional athletes, guys that are 21, 22, all the way up to in their early 30s. So they've had a wealth of experience in the weight room, where now I'm taking a kid that's 18 years old and who may have never been in the weight room before. As a matter of fact, this year I had a freshman come in, and, you know, it was our first day in the weight room, and he asked me, as I was going over the workout, what a barbell was. So he didn't even know what a barbell was. But I think what's so cool about this job, and what I really love about the job, is it's a blank slate. I mean, the kids that haven't been in a weight room, I'm working with a blank slate there, and I know that in a matter of time, their bodies are really going to begin to change, just because they haven't had an experience in the weight room.
I'll give you an example of one that I saw on the internet, and that was Robert Johnson. This past year I saw the before and after, and it's incredible. When you get a guy like Robert Johnson coming in here, do you have to change the culture of some in order to get the body that he's got now? It took a tremendous work effort. Is that a culture change for a lot of these athletes?
Yeah, I would say that the strength coach prior to me, or the strength coaches prior to me that Robert had done a very good job here at IU. I think the change that I brought was along the lines of nutrition for Robert, you know, his recovery, regeneration, and then also you know, Robert puts a lot of extra time in on his own. So he did make great strides this past summer, and that's why I love doing the before and after photos, is to show the players that hard work does pay off.
I saw one of the things, too. You said when one of the first days you were here, you said, "Where's the dry erase board?" Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, I have a background in education, so I got my master's degree in physical education and health promotion from the University of Louisville, and I've always had a strong desire to teach, and I think coaching is teaching and teaching is coaching, and so my philosophy is that every day the workout starts on the grease board, and so it's important that I tell the players on the grease board what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how it's going to help them become a better basketball player. And so for that reason, my first request, my first day on the job here at IU, was a grease board for the weight room.
I also saw where the two things that you said are really important are results and relationship. You've talked about how you want to bring a national championship, but tell me about that relationship idea. Of course, that's very big with me, even in what I do here with face-to-face, but tell me how important it is for you to build a relationship, and how do you do that with these players?
Well, in my 16 years as a strength coach, I've learned that the business – of coaching is about results and relationships. And what I have learned is results are temporary, but relationships are eternal. And what I mean by that, the bench press, the vertical jump, even the three-point percentage, eventually that fades and it goes away. But the relationships that you build in this profession and the relationship that I build with the individual athlete is something that's eternal. And I remind myself of that often. So, honestly, the relationship piece is my most is the most enjoyable part of my job.
I know, of course, for a number of years you were involved with what was called Ignition, and that was when you left the Bengals and went to that. Tell me about Ignition. What is Ignition?
Ignition is a faith-based training facility based in Cincinnati, Ohio, where we train athletes to become bigger, faster, stronger, but not just the professionals. We start athletes there at Ignition as young as 9 years old, and what a great experience that was for me to lead that business for 10-plus years. You know, you get to work with so many athletes, young and old, but you also get to work with so many great coaches. And as I left there last year, we had a staff of almost 15 full-time coaches. And it was a joy to work with them and lead them. And now that company has been hired by Xavier Athletics in Cincinnati, as well as the Cincinnati Bengals, to come in and do consulting, and they've actually hired some of the Ignition workers to be a part of their staff. So what an incredible organization, the Arrington family that owns Ignition, such faithful people, and it was a joy to be a part of that organization. And it's really the experiences that I had there have set me up to take this job at Indiana.
Our guest is Cliff Marshall. He's the strength and conditioning coach for the Indiana University men's basketball team. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about him personally. So don't go away. You are listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. We're happy to be here in Cook Hall. It's the great facility that Indiana University has, and just off the weight room here, and Cliff Marshall is our guest. Cliff, I know you're passionate about strength and conditioning. I also know you're passionate about Jesus Christ. Tell me what Jesus Christ means to you.
Means everything to me. My personal Lord and Savior, it's who I wake up with every morning and who I go to bed with every night. It's the Holy Spirit that leads me each and every day in the workplace. And I say it often, I'm nothing without God, but I'm everything with God.
Tell me how you came to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
You know, I grew up in church. I can remember often as a teenager, my mom waking me up on Sunday mornings and you know, begging me to get out the door and go to church with her and my two brothers. And, you know, I'm so thankful for that. But I was actually baptized as a teenager, but I didn't come to fully know and fully surrender my life to Jesus Christ until December 16th, 2008. And when I was 28 years old, and through a series of trials and adversities in my marriage, just in my personal life, I remember going to the cross outside a church in Burlington, Kentucky, just down the road there in Cincinnati, and my wife and I going to the cross and going to our knees and asking the Lord to come into our hearts and to forgive us for our sins and to save our marriage and to save our life. And that'll be 10 years this year. And life hasn't been easy all the time, but man, it's been such a joyful ride the last 10 years as we've let God kind of lead our marriage and lead our life.
You've grown up with a number of different universities. You grew up as a student assistant at Louisville, and then I think you have been involved with schools like Dayton, Xavier, all of that. On a college campus that you have been on, there are a number of young athletes who have a number of temptations. What's your advice to them to stay strong spiritually?
Well, I think the first thing is I have to have empathy on the kids, on the athletes. You know, these young men, 18, 19 years old, have so many temptations. You're exactly right. And it's the same things that I was tempted with. And many times as a 18, 19, 20-year-old, I made terrible decisions. I lived a reckless life. And I guess at the end of the day, for me, developing that personal relationship and letting the player know that my door, my office door is always open. No matter what, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to love you. And if there's any advice that I could give them is that we are all one decision away from disaster. And so the choices that we make, make us. And I also tell them often that the choices they make as a college athlete could have not only an impact on them, but also an impact on me and my family, and the other coaches here and their teammates and this university. So I think just that piece is just so important. And I really want them to look at me not only as a coach, but also as a mentor and a guy that's going to help them through life.
And are they responsive to that? Do you find that that's there's walls there? I mean, these are kids that have pretty well been, if I can use the word, coddled in a lot of ways. Their name's in the paper a lot. They think they've got it all. Do they listen to you when you come across like that?
I think they do over time. I think, but it's going to take months and sometimes years to break down that barrier, to again let them know that I care about them as a person, not just as an athlete. And I think once the athletes see that, then they will open up to you and be much more responsive in that regard.
I think one thing also I saw on your Twitter page where you talk about the fact that body, mind, and spirit all kind of go together. So it's important, I would imagine, philosophy to show them that when they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ or when they get their life together, it affects their performance. Can you talk about that a little bit, about how being a person of solid character affects what you do on the court or whatever playing field you're on?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a firm believer in the total athlete, and what I mean by that is training the mind, the body, and the spirit. Now, obviously, here at IU, being a public university, I have to be very careful in that regard. It's really when the player comes to me or if they're at chapel and they have questions, but they do know where I stand on the character side of things. And you know, what I go to often when it comes to strength training is the verse in 1 Timothy 4:8, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for the present life and the life to come. And so really, that puts into perspective that yes, our bench press is important, our pull-ups are important, but what matters more than anything is your character. And you know, being a good person is more important than being a good athlete. And so I think over the course of time, I've been able to have conversations with players about that. I think faith and basketball go hand in hand. I can remember one time this year, Robert Johnson was kind of in a slump. And Robert and I have connected on a spiritual level and through chapel and whatnot. We've had multiple conversations and times together. And I was able to share with him right before the Minnesota game this year a verse on faith as small as a mustard seed, because he had lost some confidence in his shot. And it was so cool because we ended up winning that game at Minnesota. And Robert ended up having a career day in points, rebounds and assists, and so his career high came. And I remember during the timeouts he would come over and he would look at me and I'd look at him, and we'd both say, faith as small as a mustard seed. And so those are the things that I will always remember about my first year at IU.
Yeah, and as I take a look at the weight room here at IU, there are so many, I was looking at some of the things you have, some of the technical invention, some of the technical machines you have. Is Indiana University kind of ahead of the curve as far as other schools go? Do you feel like you've walked into a really great situation here?
Yeah, I do. I think the fact that Coach Miller, one of the first things he did as he hired me was come down to the weight room and say, Cliff, what do you need? And anything you need here to run your system is what we're going to purchase. So we didn't spare anything. So I think Archie Miller for that, and really Indiana University for that, for getting us what we need. So yeah, like the Kaiser technology is just one example. It's a new style of weight training that uses air resistance, and each machine will tell your sets, your reps, but also your peak power, because ultimately we're training for power in the weight room that will translate to the court. And so that's just one example of the new technology that we have in the weight room, and I feel like we are on the cutting edge of science here at Indiana basketball.
And it seems as though basketball has changed. It seems as though basketball in every level. I look at a guy like LeBron James, who is just an incredible specimen. It seems like over the last few years, it seems like that strength has become much more important than what it was even a couple decades ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I think ESPN did a big article on college basketball strength coaches a few months back, and Indiana was mentioned in that. And, you know, I think that it is changing. It's definitely evolved. I think that, you know, seeing LeBron James and other players in the NBA who take fitness seriously and who are in the weight room often is helping us develop that. And I think the other thing is some of my coworkers during my times with the Bengals, who worked in the NFL, are now the head strength coach for the Kentucky Wildcats men's basketball team, the Cincinnati Bearcats men's basketball team, Xavier's men's basketball team. These are guys that I know and have formed a really good relationship with. And it's cool because they all have football backgrounds, but now they're college basketball strength coaches.
Cliff, our time is up. I appreciate what you're doing with players, and thanks for taking time. I know you have a very busy schedule. Tell me what it is, if anything, that you have that's a favorite verse of yours that helps you stay spiritually fit.
I have many of them. You know, the prayer of Jabez is one of my favorite, but one I go to often in the coaching profession because it's so ever-changing in terms of, you know, you got a job this year, you don't have a job the following year, is that God's got the outcome. And what I remember most about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is that if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you lean not on your own understanding, but if you acknowledge Him in all you do, He will make your path straight. And I've used that verse often to know that in the coaching profession, God's going to make my path straight.
Cliff, thanks so much for being on Face to Face. I hope our paths cross again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Cliff Marshall, the strength coach and for the Indiana University men's basketball. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Cliff Marshall. It's always good to find individuals who have Christ at the center of their life. We find that in every sport. We find it in baseball. We find it in football. And, of course, what you read in the media mostly is negative. You don't hear a lot about the good things that are going on. A lot of people in the media, I guess, believe that's kind of boring. Now, we don't think that. We think that you should know what the positives are out there, and that's why we bring people on like Cliff Marshall. And I hope you enjoy it. And if you want to find out more about what we have in store for Face to Face, check out our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. And the most important thing, or I guess the kind of the front page of what we had up there, is our interviews. But we also have a lot of different items in our rotator, and I hope you'll check that out and see if there's something there that interests you. We hope it does, and we hope that you'll check out our website often at facetofaceradio.com. Well, as we close today, I want to take you to a passage in Romans, which is a passage recently in my church. I actually spoke on this passage not too long ago at the small church that I pastor. And it's Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Isn't it wonderful to know that we are not condemned by Jesus Christ because He paid for our sins on the cross? But when we accept Him, when we have faith in Him, we are guaranteed a home, a mansion, if you will, in heaven. We look forward to that. That'll be a wonderful time. And while we're here on earth, we want to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and let people know, whether they're in sports or not, that Jesus is alive and well and certainly saves. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.